Andrew Zellman, publisher of Cleveland Scene Magazine, joins the show. This was news a little bit earlier in the week. It had been around for, I think, 15 years. Brasa over there on West 9th, no more.
Yeah, big news here, as you mentioned. Brasa is the Brazilian steakhouse that's been in the Warehouse District for the last 15 years. The same people also own Mallorca, which is right down the street. And they announced this week that Brasa has closed, and so people will no longer be able to go there. This was the Brazilian steakhouse where people would, obviously, the waiters would walk around with various cuts of meat and various kinds. And so, sad news here, because Brasa is really one of the staples of the Warehouse District. There aren't that many restaurants that have been there for a long time over there. But stay tuned here. There are already rumors of something else opening or coming soon in that spot. So we'll see what comes next. But for now, Brasa is closed.
We're very excited. Pinecrest's Illuminate Teen is happening this Sunday. Tim and I are going to be emceeing the event. Tell us a little bit more about it.
That's awesome. Yeah, so this Sunday, it's their inaugural holiday lighting. Festivities begin at 4:30 p.m. The Ohio City Singers will be performing. There will be an outdoor showing of the Polar Express. And there's also been some other news at Pinecrest this week to go along with it. Condado Tacos opened yesterday, and then they have a few more openings that are anticipated over the next couple of weeks. Duck Donuts, Restore, Cold Press Juices, Next Door American Eatery, and the clothing store Thread. And so lots of new stuff going on at Pinecrest. So for people that want to check out the event this weekend, they'll also see some new stores and restaurants either open or already open or coming soon.
And I know you wanted to touch on this, and what a tragic story. Earlier in the week, she had been on our show. Talk about, and I know during her journey, she was also at Cleveland Scene, but tell us a little bit about Nikki and how we can celebrate her life.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate that. So Nikki DeLamont, who obviously passed away last week, or earlier this week, and just horrible, tragic news. For 2 years, she was the contributing dining editor at Scene Magazine. Up until 2016. So while I've been there, and just horrible news. Nikki was just a genuine, kind, caring person. Just really, really terrible and awful for her family. And so we did a little memorial for her on the website. And there's been some events for her. There was a candlelight vigil last night at Edgewater Park. But there is an event tonight. It's at SideQuest. It starts at 5 o'clock p.m. and goes through 2 o'clock in the morning. So until they're closed, basically. And the event will have various raffle items donated by all different stores and people that we're trying to contribute here. And the money will go to the GoFundMe to help pay for her memorial costs and support for her mom and boyfriend and cats. There's also a GoFundMe up online so people can contribute if they are able to help. And just a really sad, awful story.
Andrew, if people want to get more information on helping out with Nikki or some of the other stuff you talked about this morning, where do they go?
CleveScene.com and Cleveland Scene on social media.